Professor Chuks Mba works at the Regional Institute for Population Studies of the University of Ghana. He said in the traditional setting, the elderly were never taken for granted, but lived together with their family. They were also regarded as people of wisdom and gave advice to other adults while contributing to child care. Chuk says today, urbanization and modernization are said to be weakening the family support base and making older people more vulnerable.
The young people, as they grow up, their inability to find means of subsistence in the rural setting actually forced them to move to urban centers, and sometimes also they travel outside the country. And so increasingly, the elderly people are left on their own. Secondly, the impact of modernization is affecting the traditional role of the elderly in the sense that our young people feel that the elderly people are now old, they don't know modern things, and therefore they are abandoned. And so they do not go to the elderly people for advice as it used to be in the traditional setting.
Chuk said issues such as lack of social protection and adequate health care are heightening the plight of the elderly.
With advancing age and increasing frailty, they are essentially dependent upon others who care for them. And because many of the people who are supposed to care for them are either going to the urban areas or they are outside the country, they are actually destitute and are poverty stricken.
Even for those who retire on a pension, the situation is not much different. A 65-year-old retired public servant whom I choose to call Sam said, the lifestyle of most elderly people leaves much to be desired. He said at his age, he continues to rent a house and finds it difficult to get by.
The reason being that the pension given you is so small, a pittance, that you can't even build a two-bedroom house with it. So you are compelled to continue renting a house. You can imagine how it is. So, in actual fact, a pensioner begins to become like a pauper.
Sam receives about $100 a month, and even for that, has to go through a lot of stress at the bank where the payment is lodged.
It isn't that you go there and your money is given to you on that particular day, but postponement all the time.
Getting access to health care is another problem. Indeed, government-insured free health care for the aged covers only those who are 70 years and older. Sam said he uses part of his pension to pay his medical bills, adding that life is just not bearable for the elderly. Estimates by the UN put Ghana's older population at 7.2% of the country's 20 million people. The figure is projected to reach over 13% by 2015. Chuk said this can have serious implications for development. He said government has to provide better health services and other amenities for the elderly. The government of Ghana has instituted a day in July on which old people are feted. Chuk said every family and every home should grant such recognition to the elderly on a daily basis. For VOA Africa, I'm Joanna Mante reporting from Accra, Ghana.